This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. President Mohamed Bazoum of Niger has been removed from power, according to a group of soldiers who appeared on the West African nation's state television late on Wednesday, hours after the president was held in the presidential palace. Reuters correspondent Ryan Chang reports.
An army spokesman, Colonel Amadou Abdurman, declared the West African nation's borders were closed, a nationwide curfew was in place, and all institutions were suspended. Security forces, according to Abdurman, decided to rebel due to the, quote, deteriorating security situation and bad governance. Niger is a key Western ally in a global fight against insurgencies in the Sahel region. The coup now complicates international efforts to fight a jihadist movement that has spread from Mali over the past decade.
That was Reuters correspondent Ryan Chang. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has met with Russia's defense minister on military cooperation. AP's Lisa Dwyer has more.
North Korean state media says that leader Kim Jong-un has met with the Russian defense minister Sergei Shoigu for discussions on military issues and the regional security environment. The meeting included a showcasing of some of North Korea's newest weapons. The North's official Korean Central News Agency says Kim and Shoigu reached a consensus on unspecified matters of mutual concern for national defense and security and on regional and international security matters. Some experts say North Korea sees the U.S. confrontation with China and Russia over regional influence and the aggression in Ukraine as an opportunity to break out of diplomatic isolation and insert itself into a united front against Washington. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Visit us at voanews.com and download our